New York City is for walkers, but its sidewalks are not so accommodating for pedestrians with walkers or people in wheelchairs. Advocates for the disabled say the city hasn't done enough to make its busy sidewalks accessible. As WNYC's Bridget Bergen reports, they filed a lawsuit today that charges the city with violating the Americans with Disabilities Act. The landmark legislation celebrated its 24th anniversary last week.
Myrna Driffin walks down the street trying to negotiate her way through crowds of people more focused on their smartphones than they are on her.
I wonder who's the blind one. Let's put it that way, okay?
Driffin has acute congenital glaucoma. She says her parents knew her diagnosis when she was 2 years old, and by the time she went to college, she lost her vision completely. The 57-year-old lives on 23rd Street and walks home from an internship at the Center for Independence of the Disabled near Union Square.
I figure that's exercise for me and Polly, because we can definitely use it. Find the curb, girl.
Polly is her guide dog, a gentle 9-year-old golden retriever Labrador mix. But even with Polly at her side, finding the curb cuts, those ramps that slope down to the street, poses a constant challenge.
I think I'm in the street. I don't know.
The lawsuit alleges too many intersections don't have curb cuts or else they're poorly maintained, making it harder for people in wheelchairs or with other mobility issues to cross the street. Those curb cuts are also supposed to have detectable warnings, like those raised yellow bumps you sometimes see, so people who are visually impaired can feel where the sidewalk ends and the road begins. Driffin is one of two named plaintiffs, along with the center where she works. She loves concerts, Broadway shows, visiting her 15 grandchildren. She says there are times when she's walked straight into traffic.
People either holler at me, miss, you're in the road, a car's coming, or he's out here, I'm beeping, you know? That's real scary.
Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to increase pedestrian safety through his Vision Zero plan. But some advocates for the disabled say making streets safe for their clients has been largely left out of the conversation.
We were really excited when we initially heard about Vision Zero because we thought this would be a great opportunity to open a dialogue about pedestrian access barriers and safety problems for people with disabilities.
Julia Pinover-Kupiak is a lawyer with Disability Rights Advocates who filed the class action lawsuit.
Unfortunately, we were really disappointed when we approached the administration about these problems and were rebuffed. I mean, basically, the city was not willing to work with us in any kind of formal setting, non-litigious formal setting.
The city settled a similar lawsuit in 2002, filed by the Eastern Paralyzed Veterans Association, now called the United Spinal Association, and run by James Wiseman.
Well, several hundred million dollars had to be spent on curb ramps.
And the Department of Transportation has installed the ramps, the same things as a cut, at more than 156,000 locations, or nearly 97% of the city's corners. The installation should be finished by now, but Wiseman says in 2001, the U.S. government made those texture-detectable bumps a requirement, which added time and money. In the meantime, Wiseman says older curb cuts are falling apart.
Our settlement agreement did not go towards curb ramp maintenance. It only went towards installation where there were none. And there are many where the street has changed elevation or, you know, like the street sunk down and the curb ramp leaves a big lip to the street. And so front wheels hit and people could fall out of their chair.
The new lawsuit would require the city to identify problem intersections and make a schedule to repair them. It's a small ask, and it only applies to Lower Manhattan.
This is blocking the curb right here.
Like this corner at Broad and Stone Streets in the Financial District. I'm with 60-year-old Monica Bartley, who contracted polio as a child and operates her wheelchair by hand.
I do my shopping. I go to the movies. I go to work. So I'm always out and about. But it's not always easy.
To show me, she crosses Broad Street and attempts to get up on the sidewalk.
No. Oh, this curb cut is really very steep. The lip is a bit high, so I need some help to get up this one. I'm definitely not able to do this one on my own.
The city would not comment on pending litigation. Pinover-Kupiak, the attorney, says she's hopeful the city will negotiate a solution. For WNYC, I'm Bridget Bergen.